J.D. Vance joins online smackdown of Kamala Harris's policies. By Olivia Rondo on September 9, 2024. Following the long-awaited release of Vice President Kamala Harris's policies 7 weeks after she announced her bid for president, Republican vice presidential nominee Sen. J.D. Vance, has been among the social media users tearing them apart. It has been 50 days since Kamala Harris became the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. In the dead of night yesterday, she finally released her campaign policy page. "Here's what I think of it," Vance wrote on X on Monday. In a thorough multi-post thread, the Ohio senator slammed Harris's claim that she would cut taxes for the middle class, citing her own action as the tie-breaking vote to hire 87,000 IRS agents to audit more people. As recently as last summer, 63% of new audits fell on taxpayers earning less than $200,000, the hillbilly elegy author wrote. "It's even harder to pretend that taxing working men and women isn't their focus when you think about the reporting requirement Biden-Harris signed into law to require businesses to fill out a 1099-K form on transactions over $600 made using third-party payment platforms," he added. The reporting threshold before their bill was $20,000. According to the senator, the Biden-Harris administration's tax plan would actually increase taxes by $5 trillion. That's going to stack on top of her inflationary climate spending bills and drag the economy down further, he pointed out before slamming Harris's other claims, like trying to make home ownership more attainable while letting migrants waltz over the southern border. Journalist Kyle Becker responded to Vance's smackdown of the vice president's policies. "It's hilarious how Kamala Harris couldn't tell us her policies for 50 days, but at J.D. Vance pulled an all-nighter and ripped everyone sick of her policies to shreds in detailed fashion," the former Fox News reporter wrote. "You figure out who is better as presidential or vice presidential material," Becker added. In response to progressive commentator Brian Krasenstein's claim that Harris's policies appeal to middle-class America the most, instead of corporations and billionaires, Fox Business correspondent Charles Gasparino said they are merely a set of talking points that someone with half a brain who served a year on the local city council can rattle off the top of her head. "Proposals have details like explaining the income cutoff of her middle-class tax cut, etc.," he noted, pointing out that Harris has not defined what middle class means. One American News Network correspondent Monica Page also slammed Harris, saying her initiatives, labeled A New Way Forward, fall short because she stood by Biden and his policies the last 3.5 years. Yet another ex-user, Michael Leary, compared Harris's lofty goals to that of someone running for middle school class president. "Make the school cafeterias serve pizza every day. Make the school turn a water fountain into a free chocolate milk dispenser. Kamala Harris must be running for middle school class president," he wrote. "These aren't plans or policies, these are vague talking points released in desperation." Another poster pointed out that the issues page repeatedly refers to Trump's Project 2025 agenda, which is not an initiative that the former president created or has endorsed. 7 weeks later, Kamala finally puts up her policies. Four of the links on her policy page are Trump's Project 2025 agenda, which he has personally said he has no part of countless times already, the commenter said. She also says the border system is broken, even though she's been in charge as borders are for 4 years. And she wants to crack down on misinformation?